Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina, Abby, and Michelle. And today we are going to be talking about the last episode of the challenge. We're going to be talking about Survivor, and we are going to be talking about the Golden Bachelorette. Getting started here today with the challenge. I thought this was a great episode, Michelle. I'm guessing maybe you changed your mind a little bit. You liked this episode a little bit more than the last one.
Yes, and but I still thought it was a stupid elimination, but the episode itself was better.
I thought it was interesting that it was like very obvious that Era One had such an advantage this challenge, whereas it was like the complete contrast of last episode when obviously it was a huge disadvantage.
I completely think, again, another rigged thing.
There's no consistency whatsoever in this season.
No, not at all, not
It's
even a little bit.
all over the place.
But it was a good contrast to see Rachel get a win. I gave her my MVP this episode. I think maybe you almost have to give her your MVP, right?
Yes.
I gave her my MVP. Guys, it was funny because my aunt, she's watched Survivor since the beginning, Big Brother. I got her onto Traitors. So she watched the Challenge World Champs because of some Survivor and Big Brother, stuff like that. And she just wanted to try it. So now she's actually watching the straight up challenge. This is her first season to watch it. So she texted me on Thursday morning. She's like, "I have a list for you. I need your tell me about Rachel, bananas, the blah blah blah." So I was like, "No, you." I called her. I said, "You cannot text me with this. Me, this goes way too far back for me." So we had a talk about everyone. She's like, "I need a background on this person and this person. Do we like this person? Do we like this person?" It was funny.
It's the first season she watched.
Yeah, she's never even heard of the challenge until the Challenge USA, like when it had Big Brother and
Oh.
Survivor people on, and that's. She watched that, so she was like, "Oh, I'm going to see what this Challenge 40 is about," because she liked some of the people from the Challenge USA, some of the challenge people.
Got it.
So it's funny to see her
So who
talk
does
about
she
these
like?
people.
So who does she like, being like a Survivor Big Brother fan?
Well, she goes, "I like bananas, but I feel like that's bad." And I'm like, "Well, it can be funny." She's on the fence about Devin. She never really liked Michelle, even as a Survivor player, so she's not a big fan of hers. She does not like Corey. She loved Rachel. She loved Tina. She loved Darrell. She liked Derek. CT was her favorite. She loved Era One.
Era
She liked
One's
Naya. She
definitely in
likes
her
Naya a
favorite.
lot.
Of course, everybody loves Naya.
Yeah, so she liked Air One. Everyone she listed, those were like her favorite. She likes Cara Maria. She doesn't like Laurel.
I think that's a pretty easy pick this season. It's like based off of, what's gone on this season.
Yeah, I thought her picks were
Fun.
pretty good.
That's fun for you. That's so much fun. Okay, so did you have any honorable mentions? I didn't have any honorable mentions this episode.
I didn't. I don't have any quotes either.
I had a
I
few.
have an honorable mention of Nehemiah for MVP.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Because he held on for so long.
Yep. And he really didn't even really have to, but I thought that was pretty cool.
I think Nehemiah is a really underrated competitor for sure. I think he's proving this season that he can compete, he can keep up. We are seeing some of Era One not be able to keep up, and I know Nehemiah is Era Two, but he's still kind of lumped in with some of those old school players, and I think he's doing a great job.
No, I agree 100%. I'm glad he's finally getting some attention because he's just always one of those that's not flashy. but just solid and good. So I hope he gets people see that. Y'all, I'm blanking. Who went home? Casey.
Yeah, Tori sent Casey home.
And Devin.
And Devin, yeah. And Kylan sent Devin home. I give Devin my LVP, actually. I think he just performed really poorly in the elimination. I think he got in his head before the elimination and was just like people being against him or whatever, trying to get in the way of his relationship with Michelle. I think he was just like very sidetracked this season and not in a good way. Not saying that their relationship or showmance or whatever is a bad thing, but I just think that like his head wasn't really like this one wasn't going to be his to win, you know? So I gave him my LVP.
I'm gonna go with him too. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I picked Casey for my LVP. I just thought it was funny how like the last episode she was talking about Jenny and how Jenny doesn't have the right relationships. And then now, oh, guess you didn't have the right relationships either.
Ooh, I guess, yeah, that's definitely true. But I mean, how could you not throw in Casey and Kylan against Tori and Devin? That's like such a, you have to do that. You have to break up that vacation alliance. And then like even Rachel, when she said like break up the vacation alliance, and like there's that little like montage of her with like Josh Monahan and Tori on the other like come to me or whatever, like that's like exactly what she needed to do for her game. And now that it is individual, I think that Rachel's really going to benefit from this move.
I wish Casey had won.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Casey's like boring. At least Tori does stuff.
There's just, I mean, Christina, we've been doing this for 2 years, right? Podcasting. You know, I just have this internal dislike for Tori.
I know. I did see that both Casey and Tori said that. Casey says she's retiring, but like whatever that means in the challenge world, I don't know. Leroy, it was like one season. So I don't know what that means, but I do think she'll probably take a break, if nothing else. And I think Tori said she's taking a break too. So I'm all for people taking breaks. I don't think that I think Tori, if she takes a break, she's going to be somebody who people miss. And when she comes back, she's going to be like super, super loved. Like Anissa when she first came back, or like Amanda when she came back after she was like hated after.
Kara. People are loving Kara again.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I think that'll happen to Tori if she actually does take a break. I hope she does take at least a couple seasons off, but then. Yeah, I mean, she's proven herself in the challenge. She is a great competitor. And she brings drama and she brings relationships and she brings all of the different aspects of the challenge besides just being like athletically able to win the challenge. So even if you don't like her, I mean, I feel like she at least like belongs to have at least deserves to like have a spot sometimes, but after she takes a few seasons break. That's how I feel about Tori.
I also gave Michelle and Devin an honorary LVP. I don't even know if that's a thing for trying to bully Josh. Like, Michelle's not even in their alliance. And she was like, you turned on us, blah, blah, blah. Like, I couldn't stand it.
Devin and Michelle, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like, all of them are doing it, but I don't know. Devin and Michelle kicked it off.
Yeah, I didn't like the way that they were treating Josh either. I think Josh is also someone who's doing what's right for his game.
Listen, why are they mad at him? Because he has a friendship with this girl and he couldn't tell her what to do? Like, the way, you know what pissed me off? It was the way Michelle was like, well, you should have threatened her and said that we'd all be against her if she did this. Like, what the hell?
But he didn't want that for his game.
And she wouldn't have taken kindly to a threat anyway.
No. Definitely not. And especially like Josh, like they are close outside of the game. So I just feel like it's like a weird move to expect something like that from him. Like kind of like how Corey expected Avery to throw in Derek. Like, I don't know. It's just like, it's like very like we, like people are doing things for their game, not just like their era or their alliance or, you know. Like, they have to find different ways to move forward outside of their alliance, or how do they get to be on top of the alliance? Like, you don't. You have to do that. Like, she just didn't like that it wasn't in her favor, you know? But yeah, that's a great LVP honorable mention. I agree. I didn't like that either. Did you have any quotes this episode?
I have one that I can't remember the context for, but I remember it cracked up. So maybe Christina or Abby remembers, but it was Nehemiah. It's like they did this flashback of like a waterfall, and he said, "Oh my God, this is literally what I've been visualizing." But what was he talking about?
I don't know.
I don't, it's not funny because I can't remember what he was talking about, but I honestly laughed when he
I
said
feel
it.
Like it has to do something to do with like Ryan and Derek, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. And then my other quote was when Ryan was talking about bananas and he said, I think he's only friends with her because he's afraid of her, talking about how no one likes Laurel and like Banana's only nice to her because he's afraid of her.
I think a lot of people are afraid of Laurel, and I mean, rightly so. She's a mean girl and she's huge and athletic and can take out a lot of that. I'm rightly so. But yeah, Bananas is like so far up her ass. I mean, I hear him on his podcast sometimes. I haven't listened to a lot of his actually, but some of them, and every single one, or I've seen like clips online, he's always just like, oh, and like Laurel and Kara, and trying to like stick up for Laurel and trying to get somebody to like agree with him, and nobody does. Nobody.
So true. So true.
I had a few quotes. So I had Naya. She's talking about math. She says, I suck at math. I always cheated at math in school. I mean, honestly, I remember helping my 7-year-old niece on her math homework, and one time she was correcting my answers, and I just thought it was funny, like, you know, Naya poking fun at herself not being good at math. And then Laurel, it's literally addition. Like, that's something that just gets me. Like, oh my God, math, like, you can't add? What's wrong with you?
That was like, it's so true.
It is really. And some of those, like, even, yeah, even some of the fractions and stuff, they were like very basic fractions that they had to do. Yeah, it was surprising how few some of theirs got, like, especially Era 4 with that many people. I feel like they really were relying on Kylan to get like all of the answers. I feel like if they would have worked better together, then they probably could have got more. And obviously, if they had more pegs, then they would have had a much better chance. They had to get the most answers right because they had the most people. And they just, yeah, I think that was such a missed thing.
Yeah. It definitely was, but I also think I'm getting annoyed that they're putting like these stupid math problems into everything. Eliminations, dailies, final, like it's everywhere now.
It's almost like you have to practice basic math in order to be good at the challenge.
Which, I don't understand why they wouldn't at this point, because it's part of everything they do.
Yeah. Especially the people like the Corey, Amanda, like Amanda's always been good at math, so that's not a problem, but I mean, but the people who keep coming back season after season, you would think, I don't know. I never understand why some people don't learn how to swim. Like,
that's the exact correlation I was going to make. when they come back and still don't know how to swim. Like, Kara's never been a good swimmer. It's like, you haven't learned?
We
Now?
were going to swim for years until Cam was finally like, okay, we need to learn how to swim. Yeah, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. I had a quote, Rachel. She says, "You might want to go take lunch." While she
Oh,
was
that was funny. I like that one.
up there. Yeah, I think that's one of my favorites.
Was she the only person that had, what did she have, four pegs to hold on to?
She had seven, technically.
But no, but how many, like, was she on? Four, right? Two on her
Probably,
hands, on her
yeah.
feet. And she was the only person that had that? Yeah, I mean, that's shitty. I listen, it's now rigged for the person I like, and I still, like, I don't love it. How about that?
Yeah, I think that the only like pro to it is that if they're gonna make it unfair for that era 1 week, at least like the next week they have a chance type of thing. It's not like they like can never win. And I still think that they wanted to mercy kill Derek. They wanted him to win.
I believe you. I agree with you.
Cause like, I mean, it would have been such a better challenge if it would have been like last one standing. But if it's last one standing, then it's like way more of a chance that he's not going into elimination. Else is gonna get out first, I guess it would be. I don't know. Or like an it, no. They needed Derek to go home. That's
Yeah.
my stance on that. Michelle, she had a quote. My last one, she says, "Rachel's a party of one, and she's the most badass bitch out here, and she is a huge threat." It's like literally era Rachel at this point,
Yeah.
and she did the thing. So yeah, she's maybe the biggest threat in the game at this point. I would say Tori would be the next biggest threat in the game right now. As far as like the reason I would say Tori over Rachel is just because I think she's like better connected in the house. But we just saw Josh fall on a sword from the Vacation Alliance for Rachel. So who knows, you know, like really what will happen now that the game's changed and everything's individual. But I think she's got a lot of power. A lot.
Yeah. And I mean, I still think Laurel's up there, even though she's got a
Oh,
lot of
that's
enemies.
true. Yeah. She does have a
And
lot.
Kara too. Kara's up there too. So
Yeah, I think the only thing with both of them, though, is that they have people who don't like them
yep.
that make them less appealing than like a Rachel or a Tori, who have people who like both of them. Also, we have to take into consideration like the karma points. Is Laurel getting a lot of karma points if she wins in the end? Whatever that means. But we assume it's probably like the All Stars 4 finale, right?
Yeah.
So I think even if Laurel makes it to the end, I don't see her as the biggest threat by any means. I think some of the more liked people will be a bigger threat. The more liked people that will do well.
Funny how things changed from All Stars to this season.
Right? Completely. I think people started to like learn who she was a little bit more in the off season, spend more time with her. People who hadn't seen her for years started talking to her, got on her side, you know? Okay, so do we have any final thoughts on the challenge before we move on to Survivor?
My only thought is it gonna go back to is it gonna be like a man and a woman eliminated every episode still, or is it gonna be like one or the other?
I hope it's one or the other.
Okay.
Or maybe not. I don't know.
Michelle's like, I hope it's both so the season ends soon.
No, I just, because I was like looking at the target, like the people they made targets, and I'm like worried about Ryan and Derek because Tori picked Oliver too. I don't
Oh,
remember
that's true.
who did. Wait, Tori picked Oliver too, and then Hyland picked Jenny again, which I thought was so fucking rude.
And way out of left field, like I don't know if you just saw I've said her name, but like also Rachel and Aviv are the other ones that Kylan said.
And it's all the people I don't want to go. I guess Aviv, I don't really care that much about. No offense.
No, she's been non-existent. And it's so funny because I watched a lot of Jenny's season. I'm not sure if I watched then. I did not care for her, but I'm like Team Jenny because she's just gotten so picked on and an underdog. So I'm with you. I'm kind of Team Jenny this season.
I
It's
don't think
here.
that I am. I think that she's boring.
Like, she is boring, but I don't know. It's just I want I
Just the
I'm a
underdog.
sucker. Yeah, I'm a sucker for the underdog. Me too, Abby.
Is she the underdog? Because she could be any of these people's ass.
I'm saying in the social aspect, yes. When you just like I loved Wes at first, when you get thrown in and other I can't help it.
Yeah, I guess. I guess I'll give it to ya, but yeah. I don't know. I hope I would say that I like both Rachel and Aviv more. I've heard that there's a lot from Aviv that we've not seen too. I wish we were seeing more of her. I guess is what I wish.
Yeah, me too, but she's not really on the show. I don't know.
And for the guys, yeah, I agree. I don't want to see Derek, Ryan, or Ryan go home. I would prefer Bananas go home for sure out of those three.
Yep, me too.
Okay, so moving on to Survivor. What were your thoughts on this episode of Survivor?
I think I mostly liked it. I liked that they did something different for the reward.
Yes, I like that too. The social hour. I thought that that was like such a good twist and such a good thing to have before the merge. It was very telling for like so many different people. So much drama happened because of it. I totally agree. I love that twist. I hope that that's one that they keep for next season.
That like a lot of these advantages they do and these twists they do, I just think are dumb. Like, I always think of the hourglass one. I hated that one. I don't like some of the like the oh, lose your vote, the beware advantage, but I thought this was a good twist.
This one was so much better than the what was it? The idol that turned into a bigger idol that turned into a bigger idol with all the different
Yes.
boxes. I don't
Yes.
mind that, but I like this so much better. This is so much more vital for the game, the social aspect, the drama aspect, the like what's going to happen and like actually impact this game aspect. I
Yeah.
just really, yeah.
It was more about the social strategy of it all.
And even the people that didn't go back at camp, you know, we had like Rome word vomiting to Saul about everything, lying, getting caught in the lie, unknown, not knowing that he's caught in the lie. I mean, and then, Tiana and the stuff that she said at the social and talking to Gabe. Is she telling Gabe the full truth? No, like all this different. It brought so many different dynamics to every single tribe, basically. I thought it was a very good twist. I loved it. This is my favorite episode so far, for sure.
I so felt for Saul when he lost. I'm like, this guy cannot. I just really wanted him to win the reward. I'm like, he deserves a break because he's been going through it on his tribe.
I know. I hope that they get to the merge soon so that he can find some new people. Because I really like Saul a lot, but Rome is like so snaky and so sneaky. He's controlling absolutely everything, and I don't know. It's not that I don't know. I like to not like Rome, I think.
I don't really like Rome either.
But he's good TV. I can totally 100% he's good TV.
Yeah, he's, I guess.
What did you think about them trading in their chickens for the eggs?
I mean, that was fine. They didn't want to kill the chickens. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Do you think that 18 was a good number?
I do because they said second place got 6 eggs. So that's triple what second place got for that challenge.
Okay, yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. So who did you give your MVP to this episode?
I was like torn between either Sam or Andy, but I ended up writing down Andy.
Okay, why did you give it to Andy?
Because he wanted Annika out and he got Annika out, and he was kind of the one that was on the verge of it might have been him if it wasn't her. Although I do think Sam controlled it.
Yeah, so I gave my MVP to Sam because I think he completely controlled it, and by getting Sierra on his side and having her not be loyal to the breadwinners. I mean, I think this was a move that he can claim.
Definitely. Although I have to say, I think the other reason why I picked Andy is because he like did that whole fake conversation with Rachel and Annika, and the way Annika was so blindsided, I was like, I guess something worked there.
Yeah, that's a good one. Good for Andy. I gave an honorable mention to Teenie because I think that at the beginning of this episode, she was totally screwed. She was not in a good spot at all, but she was on the right team and won at the social hour. She was pretty honest enough at the social hour, and she was there with not only somebody who she had gone on a journey with, but other people who she was able to form, it seemed like, decent enough connections with. So I think that she was in a really bad spot at the beginning of the episode, and because of the social hour, she actually like ended the episode in a spot that's maybe not so bad.
Yeah, she I think that's a good pick.
I gave an LVP to Annika. She was completely blindsided. She had no idea what was going on at all.
I
And
felt
you felt bad for her.
Yeah, 'cause she was just so surprised. You could She just didn't take it well, you know?
She didn't take it well at all. She definitely thought that she was in the know, for sure.
My LVP was Ty.
Okay.
Is that her name? Tiana? Ty?
Tiana.
Tiana. I gave it to her because she, at the social hour, like talked all this crap about what's his name, Gabe?
Yeah, she did way too much.
And it came back to bite her because he knows she did it. And then she had to do this fake apology. And then he didn't buy on the apology. So I think she was in a really good position. And I think she screwed it up with this. She was one of my favorites until this episode.
That's a good one. That's a good LVP.
Yeah, she was I liked her a lot, but this episode I was very not impressed.
I agree. She turned me off this episode too. Yeah. There was like no reason for her to start that drama, especially when she has to know that there has to be somebody on her tribe that's close with them. And there were so many people from that like blue tribe that were at that social hour. Like, why would she think that that's a good idea? I don't understand. Like, I don't know. She like clearly thought that, I mean, Sue and Gabe, like they're number ones. Do you not see that they have like any connection at all? Are you that oblivious to what's going on your tribe? Like, maybe you don't know that they're number ones, but you have to know that they're close. Just very strange.
Very.
I gave an LBP honorable mention to Rome because he like completely lost it back at camp.
That's a good one.
Did you have any quotes this episode?
I had a few quotes. I had so, okay, so Sam was talking about the immunity challenge, and he goes, at some point, Andy is sawing the rope with the non-saw part of the saw. He was like talking about how bad Andy is at these challenges.
Okay, yeah, that's funny. And
And then,
but he still wants to keep him around.
I know. Well, I think he just didn't want to be overrun by, be the only guy, be overrun by girls.
Yeah, that's true. 'Cause he would be at the bottom if that was the case.
Yep.
Sure, that's a good point, yeah.
And then, oh my God, I don't know why Andy was cracking me episode, but when he did his vote and he said, I've been burying you for the last 10 days, here's your headstone, and then showed the parchment with her, with Annika's name.
I had that one too. That one was so good. Yes.
Yeah, that's really my major ones I had.
Okay. I had a couple other ones. So Caroline, she says, some people go out, play a game of cornhole. I decide to keep playing Survivor. I loved that. And then Genevieve, when she's talking about Rome and how people are catching Rome and like these lies and what he said to Saul versus like what he is telling the girls, and she says, the scales, they be tipping, talking about Rome is gonna be at the bottom now.
Yep. Totally.
And then Gabe, he says, talking about Tiana, I want to crush her survivor dream. I want to watch her torch get snuffed out, and I want to smile while it happens.
Wow, we have some good rivalries going on right now.
Yeah, we really do.
Pretty good.
I'm Team Gabe, personally. And
Uh,
she
now
breaks with
I
me.
do. I am too. I think he's in the right.
I'm so glad Andy stuck around and was able to get past his first day anxieties.
Yeah, me too. I was worried about him, but I am too.
He's done me very well in that fantasy league. I'm in third right now.
Oh, good.
Alyssa is in first, and Dylan. Alyssa and Dylan are tied for first, actually.
Yay.
Okay, so any final thoughts on Survivor before we move on to the Golden Bachelorette?
No, I don't have anything else. I think it's a good season so far.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this episode. This was by far the most enjoyable episode so far, I thought.
Yes.
Okay, Abby, so what are your thoughts on this episode of the Golden Bachelorette?
I don't know. I was kind of bummed. I didn't really like this episode.
Okay. So we went from 7 to 4. We had 2 one-on-ones, one with Keith, one with Mark. Joan gets to talk with Trista at the very beginning. We had this bowling group day. I actually wrote for the bowling group day in my notes, chalk is keeping the main thing, the main thing. But
I wrote, Talk creeps me the hell out, and he has since episode one.
really? No, I gave him my MVP.
Oh, hell no, he got my LBP.
No, why?
Okay, you know I haven't liked him since episode one. I even said that in the chat. He gives me bad, gross vibes.
Really? Okay.
And the way he talks and everything. And then
He sounds
he
like
just,
Peyton Manning.
well, I don't know. There's just some egotistical, pretentious thing about him. And then at the bowling thing, he like goes up to her and he's sitting there and he's like, can I take you home tonight? Like, I don't know if he was trying to be cute or funny. And then he was asking her, like, what side of the bed do you like to sleep on? I don't know. I have not liked him since episode one. I gave him my MVP last week because his mom died and he left and he came back and he still got a rose. I mean, he had gotten a rose and all that stuff. But I don't know. I was really disappointed with her final four.
Okay, I gave my MVP to Chalk because I think that he really likes her a lot. I think that he came back from, after his mom died for a reason, and I think that that was because he felt a legitimate connection with her. And I think this episode and his like kind of pushiness was probably a result of that and wanting to make sure that she knew that like, hey, like I'm here, like this is it for me. And I don't know, I think she appreciated that, and so she didn't seem to mind it at all. So I gave him my MVP. But I agree, I was disappointed with some of the people that got sent home too.
I wish the final four was Jordan. So I'm glad he's still there, but I'm so bummed Jonathan went home. I loved him.
I know, me too.
I like Keith and I like Pascal. I wish those four were the hometown dates and only one of those four. Oh no, Pascal's still there. I don't really get Guy doesn't give me, he's just there. I don't like Chalk. I like Jordan. And I like Pascal, okay, but I don't know. I don't think he's a. I don't know. I wish Jonathan stayed over Chalk or Guy.
I think that Pascal was supposed to be the villain this season, but it like didn't turn
I've
out that
gotten no villain vibes from him.
I think he's just like funny and it didn't work out, but I think that his like bouginess was originally supposed to be like, I think it was intended to rub the other guys the wrong way. It just didn't work. Because think about it, if somebody came into the Bachelorette and was bougie like he's bougie, they would get a villain edit.
I didn't realize I was on mute. I was talking. Oh yeah, I completely agree. But he's so loving and fun, and he obviously cares about the guys. Like it just didn't pan out, you know?
Yeah. For sure. So I gave Mark, even though he got eliminated, I gave him an MVP honorable mention. I thought he really opened up for the first time at his one-on-one date. I thought that the way that Joan like had to have that conversation with him like one-on-one, letting him go before the rose ceremony. I think it was very Bachelor edit-y, but good for him. Honorable mention.
Don't you think that Mark and Jonathan both kind of got a Golden Bachelor edit? I think Jonathan kind of did too.
Yeah. And we haven't even gotten to the top four, like getting eliminated yet, because I feel like I know I need to get out of my head that it's going to be somebody from the top four, but it can't not be a possibility that somebody from the top four, you know what I mean? We haven't even gotten there yet.
I can't see any of those four guys, though. Can you be in The Bachelor?
Yeah.
Can you see one of them? I just can't. Maybe Pascal
I
would be good.
Can see Pascal being the Bachelor.
Yeah, that's the only one, right? I mean, I can't see the other three. They just haven't. I don't know. I don't know. I love Jordan, but he's kind of boring. So I can't.
He's just a good guy.
He's just a good guy. Yeah, I can't see him being
The lead.
the lead.
I don't know. He's very handsome, though.
He's been one of my favorites since night one, him and Jonathan.
So I know you gave your LVP to Chalk. I gave mine to Keith. I just felt bad for him, you know. He had a
Me
one-on-one date.
too.
I thought he thought it went so well. He got eliminated. And then at the end it wasn't even like Keith that she needed to talk to and walk out privately. It was Jonathan. Like, Keith, you did not have the connection you thought you did, but I'm sorry you got the first impression, Rose. Okay.
I agree, and I had a quote which I found was really interesting because it came to fruition for him, and he said, "You may think you have a connection with Joan, but does she have a connection with you?"
Who said
And
that?
Keith did, and then 30 minutes, and it was in one of his diaries or comment, whatever it's called, confessionals.
The ITM.
Yeah, and then 20 minutes later, he doesn't get the rose.
Do
Which
you
I
have
was
any
surprised
other
he,
thoughts?
no, that was it. I was surprised he got one last week after that conversation, their little mini one-on-one, just their one-on-one time. I was surprised he was still there, to be honest.
I think she really wanted to give him a chance, though, because
Yeah.
she did get the first impression rose. And she did have that initial connection, reminded her of her like late husband or whatever, and that's like why he got it. So I can see why she kept him around to at least like explore that a little further. I mean, he made top seven. It's not like, he's final four.
Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah,
so
so no more quotes.
I had three quotes. One is Chalk. He's getting a little jealous. He says, "I can't sit there and go, I hope it works out for them. Great that they continue to fall in love and it's the best thing." No. If Joan does make that decision, I'll support it. But do I want that to happen? No. It's just so real. Like, you don't really like hear those kind of sound bites on like the regular Bachelor, which is like definitely what every single one of them is thinking. So, I was glad to actually get somebody saying that for once. And then Pascal, I love him. He says, "This definitely is not Gucci. It's not Prada, but it's okay. It looks good on me, you know?" And then
I
Keith.
really didn't know how I was gonna feel about him, but he's really grown on me.
Yeah, he's so funny. Keith, I had a quote for him, and also like just another reason why to give him that LVP. He just like cannot read the room or the situation at all. When Joan goes to pull Mark to break up with him, he goes, "I think this is good. I don't know why I think this is good, but I do." So just his complete inability to read what is going on. But yeah, I totally agree. Keith and Jonathan and Mark all being eliminated this episode was really, really sad. Jordan, Guy, Pascal, and Chalk are her remaining men.
Do you know who wins, Christina?
Yeah. I
Okay.
do.
I made it to the final four again. Text me.
Okay, I'll let you know. But yeah, it's I think it will be a good ending to her season. I'm excited for these final four. I'm super excited to see Pascal drive her around in his little race car, whatever kind of car he has. I think that meeting the grandkids opposed to meeting the parents is just so much more fun and so much more entertaining. I love that one of the grandkids in the preview asked, like, have you kissed my grandpa?
That was cute.
So adorable. So
Oh,
adorable.
God.
Can't wait. I'm sure there will be tears on my end in the next episode. That's okay. That's why we love the Golden Bachelorette. All the feels.
All the feels.
All right. Well, do either of you two have any final thoughts about any of these shows before we wrap up here? Any other shows you want to talk about? We had the finale of Big Brother. House of Villains has started. Love is Blind is underway, almost over. Any final thoughts about anything?
I I'm enjoying House of Villains.
Me too. Me too.
I only watched the first episode. Is there more than one?
There's two out so far.
Okay, I gotta watch the second episode.
But I really like this cast.
I thought that there were two episodes the first week. No?
Mine came out on Peacock. One came out, and then the other one popped up a few days later. No. No, there was only one on Peacock, and the second one popped up a couple days later, and the third one still hasn't come up yet on Peacock.
Have you seen Larsa yet?
No.
Oh. So she comes at the very, very end of the episode that aired on Thursday.
Okay, I haven't seen that one.
Okay, well, we'll keep our eye on that show because it's a good one. Love is Blind is super messy, of course, and the person you guys wanted to win Big Brother won, so that's good. I don't know. I can't remember if we talked about that last time or not.
Oh yeah, I was happy about who I was happy about the Big Brother finale. It was good. There was one thing I wasn't happy about. How did Quinn get in the top three for America's Favorite? Come on. But besides that, I was happy.
I think it's probably because Rob has a podcast with such a big audience and all those people were probably voting for him.
Horrible.
That's funny.
Actually, I'm being really mean. He seems like a nice person.
Well, I hope that, because he lives in Omaha, I think, so hopefully he throws an event in Omaha. I'll go to it.
Oh my God, Christina. If you take a selfie with him, I don't know if I can handle it. Okay, all right.
That's so funny. Okay, I'll have to make it happen if that happens for sure.
Okay.
All right. Well, on that note, thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.